Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Fire departments across the county are staying busy with wildfires, mostly started from illegal burns. Citations are being issued by the Forest Service and the county for all illegal burns, Fire Marshal Shannon Blackman said, regardless of the size or damage. While lower winds have slightly reduced the risk of wildfire today, conditions are still extremely dangerous and are expected to stay that way for the next week. The Crusoe Island wildfire was contained at just over 340 acres Tuesday night, according to the Forest Service. Smoke from the blaze was visible from Sampson County to Myrtle Beach. We have photo and videos at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Whiteville City Councilman Josh Harris has announced his plans to run for sheriff. Harris is the third candidate to throw his hat in the ring, following Josh McPherson and current Sheriff Bill Rogers. Harris was a sheriff's deputy and Whiteville police officer. He graduated BLET at Southeastern in 2011. Marion Flowers will serve 23 years in prison on federal drug charges. Flowers was arrested after a joint investigation by the Sheriff's Office, Whiteville Police, and the FBI in 2021. He has an extensive criminal history, including robbery and assault with a deadly weapon. See the story online for more. The Sheriff's Office is investigating after someone allegedly shined a laser on an airplane Monday. The incident was reported just before 9 p.m. on U.S. 701 South. The pilot was coming in for a landing at Columbus Regional when he reported the laser strike. No one was injured. We have more on the story on our website. The Columbus County Planning Board on Tuesday reversed its plans to regulate campers as primary dwellings in the county. The move came after county commissioners sent the proposed ordinance back to the Planning Board for review. The ordinance would have required camper trailers and RVs that are used as primary homes to have the same setup standards as mobile homes. A number of residents spoke out against the plan, both before the county commissioners and the Planning Board. Paul Rockenbach was sworn in as Whiteville's new chief of police on Tuesday at City Council. He took the oath on a Bible that was held by his wife, Allison, who's a well-known educator in our area. He was pinned by his wife and his father. Rockenbach is a 10-year veteran of the Sheriff's Office, most recently worked with military intelligence in South Dakota. The Veterans Memorial Park will host a wreath-laying ceremony Saturday to commemorate Vietnam Veterans Day. Events start at 9 a.m. and refreshments will be served afterwards. The park is located on U.S. 701 south of Whiteville. Friday's Vietnam Veterans Luncheon has been canceled. Peace Fellowship Church will hold a Blessing of the Animals on Saturday from 10 until 11:30 a.m. The church is located at 5847 Red Hill Road, Whiteville. All animals are welcome. Please have them on a leash or in a carrier. Contact Pastor Jerry Dalton at 843-283-7298 for more information. Milk Before Meat and Transformation Church will host Fun Day Sunday at Nolan Park in Whiteville this week. Events start at 10 a.m. Sunday morning with worship. There'll be activities, lunch, and fellowship. Christian artist Stars Go Dim will perform in a special concert April 3rd at Chadbourne Pentecostal Holiness Church. Tickets are $12 or 2 for 20. Call 910-610-8165 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.